The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off with the American Dance Festival, celebrating its 85th season this year from June 14th through July 21st. There will be more than 50 performances by 26 dance companies in 7 different venues. The 2018 festival performances will take place at the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Reynolds Industries Theater, the newly opened Vonderhaten Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, Baldwin Auditorium, the North Carolina Museum of Art, the Carolina Theater, and Durham Fruit. Single tickets and subscriptions go on sale May 1st. Prices range from $12 to $60, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased through the ADF website at AmericanDanceFestival.org. More detailed information about ticket prices and performing companies, including photos, videos, and press reviews, are available on the website. Participants this year include Dayton Contemporary Dance Company at Reynolds Industries Theater, Shenway Dance Arts, DPAC, Pilobolus at DPAC, that may be Pilobolus. Places Please, Vonderhaden Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center, Paul Taylor Dance Company at DPAC, Ronald K. Brown, Reynolds Industries Theater, Ann Plamondon at Vonderhaden Studio Theater, Rubenstein Arts Center, L.E.V., Sharon Eyal and Guy Behar at DPAC, Rosie Herrera Dance Theater, Reynolds Industries Theater, Muriel Elizion at Durham Fruit, Tara O'Connor Dance at Reynolds Industries Theater, Wondrous Women at Carolina Theater, Dana Rutenberg Dance Group, North Carolina Museum of Art, Kyle Abrams AIM at Vonderhaden Dance or Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center, Footprints at Reynolds Industries Theater. Again, American Dance Festival has detailed information regarding dance companies, locations and times for all performances, and the latest on tickets on its website, AmericanDanceFestival.org. Moving on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Thursday, April 26, local band, local beer, Young Cardinals, The Old Sioux Summer, Canadian Airports, and this is all sponsored by New Belgium. Friday, April 27th at Poorhouse, Third Eye, a tribute to Tool. Saturday, April 28th, Metal Matinee, Edge of Humanity, Gates of Endor, Blackwater Drowning, all ages, and this is at 3. Then on Saturday, April 28th, there's the Shikori Showcase. Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey, Emily Musilingo, the Vault CD Release Party, Matt Phillips, and the Back Pocket. Tuesday, May 1st, Gun Hill Royals, the Log Noggins. Wednesday, May 2nd, Ruby the Hatchet, Heavy Temple, Demon Eye. This is presented by Primitive Ways at 8:30. Friday, May 4th, The Bar Exam. Saturday, May 5th, Nicolay and the Hot at Nights. Sunday, May 6th, Sunday Funday and Bloody Mary Bar with Eyeball at 2. Then also on Sunday, May 6th, Hot Club of Cowtown. This is a 20th anniversary tour with Hot Club of Raleigh at 8. Monday, May 7th, West End Blend with Maj Dika. At Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, April 25th, Todd Snyder and Rory Carroll. Thursday, April 26th, Zach Deputy with Comeback Alice at 8:30. Saturday, April 28th, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong at 9. Monday, April 30th, the California Honey Drops with Charlie Hunter at 8. Wednesday, May 2nd, Blue October with Flagship at 8. Thursday, May 3rd, Moneybag Yo at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 4th, Carbon Leaf 25th Anniversary Tour with Scott Volvahill at 8 o'clock. Saturday, May 5th, Arts Access Benefit Concert featuring Castle Wild and Chris Hendricks, Built for Comfort, 3WB, and Carolina Lightning. That's at 1:45. Also that same day at 10, ID featuring Bitch Be Cool, Freaky, Moon Type, Down Low. And this is an 18-plus only event on Saturday, May 5th. Monday, May 7th, King Lil G at 8 o'clock. Then moving on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, April 28th, Modest Mouse. Sunday, April 29th, Dita Von Tess and the Copper Coupe Burlesque at 7:30. Friday, May 4th, Blizzard of Ozzy, Ozzy Osbourne Tribute Band. Wednesday, May 9th, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, and Tearing at the Seams Tour. Then Thursday, May 10th, Blackberry Smoke, Find a Light Tour. All right, let's check out what's coming up for the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Friday, April 27th, it's Nashville Songwriters at DPAC. Great songwriting is a rare gift. At Nashville Songwriters, you will hear 8 of Music City's best, the creators of over 75 number one country hits, among them winners of 2 Grammy Awards, bring their songs and stories to DPAC to help benefit 3 worthy local organizations, Kids Note, the North Carolina Boys Academy, and Voyager Academy Friends of the Arts. Saturday, April 28th, Britt Floyd, Eclipse 2018 World Tour. Britt Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd tribute show, returns for a very special 45th anniversary retrospective of Pink Floyd's iconic 1973 album, The Dark Side of the Moon. Sunday, April 29th, Smokey Robinson, acclaimed singer-songwriter. Smokey's career spans over 4 decades of hits. He's responsible for much of what is known as the Motown sound, having written, produced, and performed a vast number of the label's signature hits. May 1st through the 6th, it's Waitress the Musical at DPAC. This tells the story of Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker, who dreams of a way out of her small town and loveless marriage. Tuesday, May 8th, it's Yanni 25, Acropolis Anniversary Concert Tour. Live at the Acropolis was released in 1994 and is the first ever live album and concert video from the maestro. Recorded at the Atticus Theater in Athens with the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra from London, the concert took a year and a half to complete. The album was made into a TV special that aired in the States on PBS. Wednesday, May 9th, the Gypsy Kings, melding deep-heated flamenco, rumba, salsa, and pop to the tune of 20 million albums sold, the Grammy Award-winning hitmakers behind Bambaleo celebrate in their very own blistering tradition. Thursday, May 10th, it's David Byrne, American Utopia Tour. David will perform songs from his new album, American Utopia, as well as classics from his solo career and his days with the Talking Heads. Friday and Saturday, May 11 and 12, it's The Illusionists. This mind-blowing spectacular showcases the jaw-dropping talents of five of the most incredible illusionists on Earth. Sunday, May 13th, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. It's titled as the Ultimate Mother's Day Concert. For nearly 40 years, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly has been one of the most influential groups in modern music history. Friday, May 18th, it's Rob Lowe, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, live. Inspired by the success of his two New York Times best-selling memoirs, Stories I Only Tell My Friends and Love Life, Rob has created an all-new peek behind the curtain at Hollywood fame, fatherhood, marriage, and a life lived at the forefront of culture for four decades. Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure. It's Pirate Day in Adventure Bay, and Mayor Goodwin is getting ready for a big celebration. But first, Ryder and his team of pirate pups must rescue Captain Turbot from a mysterious cavern. When they do, they also discovered a secret pirate treasure map. The Paw Patrol set out over land and sea to find the treasure for Mayor Goodway's celebration before Mayor Humdinger finds it first. Wednesday, June 6th, it's Joe Biden, the American Promise Tour. Former Vice President Biden discusses the big political moments of his career, the life-altering choices he made, and the key traits that have helped him persevere through challenges. And then Saturday, June 9th, Get the Lead Out. The Philadelphia-based group consists of six veteran musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin live like you've never heard it before. All right, we're going to switch to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. April 26th through the 29th, it's Serenade, Carolina Ballet. Serenade is the first original ballet George Balanchine created in America, and it has not been performed by Carolina Ballet since the inaugural season in 1998. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 27 and 28, Romeo and Juliet, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony are joined by actors from the UNC School of the Arts for a semi-stage production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, April 28th, Where is My Husband? This is a heartfelt original stage play with a current message addressing the many shades of today's world. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, April 29th, Samson and Delilah, North Carolina Opera, Maymandy Concert Hall. Monday, April 30th, Triangle Youth Orchestra Spring Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, May 1st, it is Todrick Hall, American, the Forbidden Tour. Todrick is a singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, choreographer, costume designer, playwright, and director. In 2010, Todrick rose to fame as a semifinalist on the ninth season of American Idol. This is Maymandy Concert Hall. May 4th through the 20th, it's A Night with Janis Joplin. Like a comet that burns far too brightly to last, Janis exploded onto the music scene in 1967 and almost overnight became the queen of rock and roll. The unmistakable voice, filled with raw emotion and tinged with southern comfort, made her a must-see headliner from Monterey to Woodstock. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, May 4 and 5, Ben Folds, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, May 5th, hashtag IMomSoHard, Mom's Night Out Round 2. Moms, best friends, and funny ladies Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley are the creators of the viral web series hashtag IMomSoHard, where they discuss the good, the bad, and the funny about motherhood with the help of a bottle of red wine. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Tuesday, May 8th, Berlioz Requiem. This is North Carolina Master Chorale, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, May 9th, Brigham Young University Ballroom Dance Company presents Swing and Sway. The dance company is recognized both nationally and internationally as a treasured and unique university dance ensemble. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Okay, American Tobacco Summer Music Series On the Lawn expands this year with performances on the patios outside of Tyler's Tap Room, called the Down Under, and Tobacco Road, called Home Run Patio. There are six concerts. The Down Under holds about 500 to 600 people. The Home Run Patio, around 200 to 500. All concerts are free and open to the public, and all are held on Thursday evenings. Here's the full lineup. May 24th, Crucial Fire, Down Under Patio, 6:30 to 8:30. June 21st, Nikki Hall, On the Lawn, 6 to 9. June 28th, Will Hogue, On the Lawn, 6 to 9. August 23rd, Yarn Songs from the Road, On the Lawn, 6 to 9. And the closeout is on August 30th, Lily Hyatt, On the Lawn, from 6 until 9. All right, taking a look at some of the lineups of the communities around the Triangle. At Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30, unless noted. May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, it's Carolina Children's Theater presents The Tale of Troy. Saturday, May 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Jazz Goes to the Movies. And then Friday, May 18th, William Florian presents Those Were the Days. Former member of the New Christy Minstrels, William Florian brings an upbeat musical journey of America's greatest songs of the 60s to the stage. Thursday, May 31st, and then Friday and Saturday, June 1st and 2nd, Whose Life Is It Anyway? Presented by Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs. Claire Harrison, a successful sculptor, is paralyzed in a car accident and kept alive by support systems. Outwardly, she's cheerful and often very funny, but she's overwhelmed by the fact that she has lost control of her life. Okay, moving on to the Clayton Center. Two events on the calendar. First, Saturday, May 12th, it's the Johnston County Chorale Spring Concert at 3. And then Thursday, May 17th, at the Clayton Center, it is David Miles. A couple of events in Knightdale, Food Truck Thursdays. That event is back for another season. They're at Knightdale Station Park, lunches from 11:30 to 1:30, and dinner is 6 to 8. The schedule, every Thursday, April through June, then July 19th and August 16th. Friday, May 4th, Cinco de Mayo Special Abilities Celebration. This event is free to all attendees, and throughout the evening, there will be a variety of activities for the children and the families that include helping cook a Cinco de Mayo meal, games, crafts, and, of course, busting a piñata. The celebration is open to children with special abilities ages 6 to 12. And in Knightdale, Saturday, May 19th, Psyched About Bikes. This event will be held at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater from 11 to 1. Activities include a bike rodeo, rack and ride bus demonstration, bike inspection checks, and safety tips. In Cary, one event on the Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series before it closes out, May 11th on a Friday at 7:30, Lauren and Mark. They continue to wow audiences around the globe with their world-class guitar show. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park in Cary. One Friday a month, the Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run April to October and are free. May 4th, it's Cody Daniels from 5 to 8. June 1st, Garland Mason Band from 6 to 8. And July 6th, Chris Overstreet, 6 to 8. There are also concerts August 3rd, September 7th, and October 5th. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series is out with its lineup. The free concerts take place Friday evenings in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Friday, May 18th, it's the Polka Plus Band at 7 o'clock. There are also concerts Friday, June 22nd, July 27th, and August 10th. Wednesday, May 2nd in Cary is the Senior Citizens Day at Cary Senior Center, featuring the annual luncheon starting at 11:30 and the annual SAS Show Choir performance starting at 7. Saturday, May 12th in Cary, Ritmo Latino Festival for the entire family, showcasing Latino music, dance, and visual arts. Saturday, May 19th, it's the 7th annual Wheels on Academy Car Show. That is from 9 and 2 till 2. At Garner Performing Arts Center, April 27 and 28, the Dixie Swim Club. Saturday, May 5th, it's Sierra Hall. And coming up August 9, 10, and 11, Beauty and the Beast Jr. And then October 19, 20, and 26 and 27, Dearly Departed. If you're out for a few laughs, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. April 26th through the 28th, it's Margaret Cho, hailed by the New York Times as brilliant. Margaret is a force to be reckoned with. Her notorious CHO tour in 2001 culminated in a sold-out concert at Carnegie Hall. May 3 through 5 at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Vic DiBattista. On television, the big screen, and comedy stages across the country, Vic churns energy, honesty, and humanity into nonstop laughter. May 6th, Eric Newman. He's a New York-based comedian and a regular performer at New York's top comedy clubs and alternative rooms. May 10th through the 12th, Nate Bargatze, originally from Old Hickory, Tennessee. Nate is a stand-up comedian following in the entertainment business footsteps of his dad, a former clown turned world-class magician. May 18th and 19th, Robert Kelly. May 25th through the 27th, D.L. Hughley. May 30th, Chingo Bling. And May 31st through June 2nd, Dan Soder. Also, all shows are considered 18-plus, unless noted. PNC Arena, there is one additional note. On Thursday, June 14th, there's the Hot Rod Power Tour starting at noon. Two events relatively new on the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Tuesday, July 10th, Chris Brown. And then Saturday, September 1st, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, and Wheeler Walker Jr. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on at the North Carolina Museum of Art. The Sights and Sound Concert Series has three left in May, May 12th, Live Music Soiree and a Late Quarter. May 13th, Symphony Winds, and May 20th, North Carolina Viol Concert. They also have the 2018 Summer Concert Series back, Friday, June 8th, First Aid Kit, Saturday, June 16th, Shovels and Rope, Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange, Thursday, July 12th, it is Lake Street Dive, Saturday, July 28th, an evening with the Mavericks, Wednesday, August 1st, Father John Misty, Friday, August 3rd, a special evening with Kishi Bashi and Jake Shimabukuro. Saturday, August 4th, Paris Combo, and Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. And it's the we're into the final days of the North Carolina Science Festival in its eighth year. It runs through April 30th. It's a celebration of science, technology, engineering, math, a.k.a. STEM, and its impact on the state of North Carolina. To find events in your area, go to ncsciencefestival.org. April 26th through the 29th, don't forget about Merlefest in Wilkesboro. Features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts, and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. April 26th through the 29th, it's the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. April 27 and 28, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival, that's in Stella. Also, 27th and 28th, Mebane Dogwood Festival. Same dates, Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival and Raleigh's City Plaza. April 28th, the Earth Day Jam in Salisbury. And April 28th, the North Carolina Pickle Festival. Where else but Mount Olive. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.